My name is Dr. Justin Coulson from happyfamilies.com.au. I think that some of the negative messages that girls are internalizing because of what our culture is, perhaps the most concerning of all, is that they're only of value if they're sexually available. You know, we have a culture that absolutely sexually objectifies and sexualizes girls. What this teaches girls is they've got to be a certain thing, they've got to look a certain way. It's not about who they are as people, it's just about how they look and whether they're available. We also need to help them to know that this cultural acceptance of disrespect is not okay. Because what that does is when a female is disrespected, it makes her feel less than others. We have this male entitlement where men, far too many times, far too many men actually think that they should have the last say, or they are more important. Their attitudes, their beliefs, whatever, actually matter more than the women in the room, the women in their lives. These kinds of things lead women to step back, to play inferior roles, and to ultimately receive less respect than they deserve because of this prevailing cultural norm that's simply inappropriate. It's wrong. I think there are so many messages that boys are receiving that are not helpful in creating a culture of respect. I'll go through a few of them. Number one, we're in a culture that celebrates manhood as raw, you know, kind of I'm big and I'm strong and I'm tough and I can beat anybody into submission. Nobody can tell me what to do. I'm cool, I'm awesome, I'm strong. That's not real, but that's what we tell our boys. We also divorce them from emotion. You know, we tell them that to be a man means you're not allowed to have an emotional life. The only emotion that's really acceptable for a male, especially for an adolescent male, is anger. And if a boy becomes vulnerable, if he starts to feel something that's soft and kind and compassionate, if he starts to maybe get a bit weepy, all of a sudden he'll be called all kinds of names and he'll be disrespected. So he's got to keep that defense up. He's got to keep that shield up. That means that, I mean, if he's not even in tune with his own emotions, how can he be responsive to the emotions of somebody else? How can he know how they're feeling and be empathic and responsive? Research tells us that there's actually a drop in empathy in adolescent males anyway. So we're fighting against culture, we're fighting against biology to some degree as well. And then we've got the whole cultural thing that shows that girls are just there as sexual objects and boys are taught that. You know, there's sex as a conquest for adolescent boys, that's how you show you're a man. And all of these things roll into this sense that girls aren't really people, girls are just there for me to either disrespect or take advantage of or prove my manhood with. Each of these things, as well as their desire to create their own identities, to push against authority, to not be told what to do, all of these things turn into this perfect storm that manifests in what is ultimately far too much disrespectful behavior.